a market in transformation, Accenture, Technia, Transgat, and the changing realities for PLM service providers. What does having an IT partner mean when investing in a new PLM system or upgrading an old one? Is it just about installing an out-of-the-box system and then enjoying all the amazing benefits the software developers promised? What about the IoT hype of recent years, specifically regarding the industrial Internet of Things, IT? Can you hook up a turnkey platform, make the necessary connections, and get going with smart production immediately? I discussed overcoming complications and the impact of technology development in recent years with Accenture's Industrial Global Managing Director, Eric Schaefer, and Technia Transgat CEO, Jonas Stier. As the world of product realization is going through a major shift, these two leading players have concluded that the PLM and IoT services businesses are being strongly affected. They claim that the need for qualified advice is more necessary than ever. However, the nature of the advice consultants provide will dramatically change in the light of digitalization, emerging out-of-the-box solutions, the platform explosion, Internet of Things, IoT, and growing product complexity. Will there even be a need for ERP anymore? Accenture's global industry director, Eric Schaefer, asserts that change is coming fast and that the development dynamics make the future hard to predict. The only thing that is certain is that whether you're ready or not, it's happening now, and the best way to deal with these new technologies is to invent the future, combining the new with what you've got in your backpack. Experiment and launch as many pilots around ecosystems analytics as you can across the whole enterprise. Look at sourcing, look at road, look at business support functions. Find out which one works. If they work, scale. If they don't, move to the next idea, Schaefer says. Things are moving fast, asserts Accenture's Schaefer. What you believe at one point in time is one thing, but the development dynamics can lead much further than you could predict in your wildest imagination. Will there even be a need for an ERP system anymore? Or the mess systems? Will all of that instead be in the cloud? With the IoT, you can imagine many, many options. Technia Transgat's Jonas Stier agrees, but points out that, as much as all the new technologies affect product realization processes, the PLM legacy has to be considered. Integration between the old and the new is a critical business survival factor. Successful transformation requires effective bridges. Why are PLM service providers needed? Basically, it's because the systems themselves can be described as a naked structural set of functionalities. Let's say that any given system covers 75% of what it's supposed to do for a product development team. In the case of PLM, we're talking about providing modules in areas such as product definition, simulation, systems engineering, project management, and workflows. This is the same across all major systems, from Dassault Systèmes 3D Experience as well as in Siemens PLM's Teamcenter, Autodesk's Fusion Lifecycle, and PTC's Windchill, though functional scopes may vary. It is the remaining 25% that can determine the solution's success. What makes the system work well or less well comes down to organizing, implementing, adapting systems to specific activities, developing best practices, applying add-ons, establishing supplier chain connections, and leveraging education according to deeper levels of industry knowledge. Only when all of this is in place will you get the benefits that an effective PLM system can provide in product development, realization, and smart factories. That is why Dassault and the other major players surround themselves with a number of partners, their industry knowledge and ability to package services and turn them into well-functioning, best-in-class solutions are crucial to success. Usually large independent names such as Accenture, IBM, and HPE are mentioned. These companies are what CIM Data refers to as independent providers focused on selling and or implementing PLM solutions. But there are others, and in this category, which also includes designated resellers, VARs, and SIS, we can find some of the PLM market's keenest specific solution partners. Swedish-German Technia Transgat is one of them. The company, a division in Adnode Group, is growing quickly and in just a few years has gone from being a local actor to becoming a major European and global player and one of the world's largest Dassault partners. The important transformation trends. Regardless of categories, the PLM market is changing rapidly and players who want to remain an attractive option must develop solutions related to the new needs. So, what is the present transformation about? CIM Data's president Peter Bolello knows more than most. From an overall perspective, I would say that digitalization is the main driving force. Although PLM can be regarded as the first wave, today companies of all shapes and sizes are being pushed to become digital in one way or another. As a result, they are asking their service providers to help them digitalize. Unfortunately, this means many different things to many different people, and somehow the service providers have to make sense out of all of it. Taxol's analyst Alan Behrens agrees, however, He stresses that although developments are spreading to different directions related to varying needs, the overall picture is that the present technology revolution is actually good news for service providers. These new technologies, especially as things move to cloud-based provisioning from native ISVs, offers a lot of opportunities to service providers. We've seen this with a number of packages over the past years where applications are built on top of the solutions. So it's good news for them, actually, Behrens said. Behrens reminds us that technology development, in contrast to all the new elements that require specific needs, will still require traditional implementation and integration services, albeit often in a radically altered form. That is particularly true for those players who work in non-traditional PLM markets. Technia Transget is a good example, such as fashion, retail, life sciences, and charter travel. But Accenture's existing customers will also need to mix the new reality with what's in the backpack. The challenge in both cases is to develop solutions that make the transition smooth while considering the time factor, the need of pedagogical education programs, development of best practices, and ROI, return on investment, that looks attractive. Every IT manager's technological nightmare. This is not an easy task. Technology development is sprawling in many directions, but boils down to four overarching development threads. Digitalization is the most fundamental and relates to extracting real-world value from digital data. With such a definition, the brave new world is already on the move. According to a survey, top-performing businesses are currently spending 34% of their IT budget on digital transformation. In 2018, that figure is expected to rise to 44%. Radical advances in digitalization are underway. As for PLM, the impact is profound. Driven by big data information management, CIAM data asserts that information management as we know it today is being re-engineered top to bottom. Undergoing changes are predictive analytics, data mining, search, digital manufacturing and virtual commissioning, data migration, interoperability, simulation and optimization, not to mention collaboration among people and increasingly intelligent machines. Platformization is the movement toward platforms to support enterprise strategies and solutions. The main point of this type of product innovation platform, PIP, is described by Gartner analyst Mark Halpern, is that solutions from multiple software developers can be seamlessly deployed using a service-oriented architecture, SOA. As PLM spans from product concept through product life and integrates people, processes, business systems, and information, these capabilities cover activities from engineering and manufacturing to general business functions. At its best, PIP modules are easy to install, easy to swap, and easy to adapt to individual business functions or delivery modalities. Ideally, that sounds great. However, from a systems architecture standpoint, PIPs can become what PLM blogger Oleg Shilovitsky describes as every IT manager's technological nightmare, not least because they depend on existing PDM and PLM platforms that are finally running smoothly after many years. A reasonable conclusion is that a competent service provider can play an important role in a process where a PIP system is gradually implemented and put into production. This approach requires a sound adherence to process, data, and architectural standards, and the openness of application programming interfaces, APIs, and other integration mechanisms, asserted Bilello, underlining the continued and growing need of service providers to help organize these requirements. Hype trend. IoT is one of the recent year's most hyped trends. IoT is closely related to the digital twin concept. Simply put, the latter is a virtual representation of a product, process, or service. The virtual entity is connected to a central point of recording devices which capture data in real time. Digital twins can come into play at multiple stages, such as design, manufacturing, and operation. Furthermore, various views of digital twins can be used during multiple stages of a product's lifecycle, where these views can be seamlessly shared with different stakeholders with supplemental data sources, leading to the formation of an integrated digital thread. The Internet of Things is one of the major trends. IoT is expected not only to transform the way we organize and execute product development and manufacturing, industrial IoT, but also to eventually create new business models. On a more detailed level, the digital twin concept is closely related to IoT. There is no doubt that the rise of virtual models of physical things is creating the next chapter of the developing relationship between IoT and digital business. Gartner describes the instrumented thing as the building block for IoT. The digital twin representation enables stakeholders to monitor and make decisions about the actual thing, its context, and its current and future state. Clearly, this emerging IT innovation is one of the hottest topics of the PLM arena. Analyst IDC predicts that by 2018, companies which invest in this type of technology will see a 30% improvement in critical processes. Additionally, one of the effects following in the footprints of smart, connected solutions is growing product complexity. The cloud enables PLM cloud solutions, which have been around for many years, beginning with Arena and PTC and now including Autodesk's Fusion Lifecycle. However, this has not yet resulted in broad market adoption. CIAM data estimates that less than 10% of the global CPDM market is on the cloud. Though still only a minor portion, there are signs of a rapidly growing uptake as the perceived security risks seem to be eroding due to, among other things, improved security solutions and the expansion of distributed product development and manufacturing. This is not to mention the needs appearing in the footprints of the growing adoption of IoT and IT technologies, said Alan Behrens. PLM in the cloud will affect pricing models, infrastructural solutions, collaboration models, social product development, for instance, and packaging by PLM towards out-of-the-box solutions, which can affect the service providers. All in all, this means big changes for the services business. So how do major providers respond to this? Accenture's Eric Schaefer and Technia Transcat's Jonas Gere both recognize that out-of-the-box solutions, OOTB, are coming and will bring changes. This is not necessarily bad news for them, but it is the kind of news that requires new ideas on improving system functionalities and usage. But there is pure good news too. OOTB is just a single part of a larger transformation process triggered by these technology developments. New windows of opportunity have opened, and both Accenture and Technia Transcat intend to climb through. The bottom line is that we're only at the beginning of an era that will require A. solutions to become an integral part of existing PLM and ERP systems, and B. strong partners on the systems integrator side for assembling enterprise-scale platforms and integrate technology with new management and business models. Accenture's big PLM moment. Accenture is perhaps best known as an ERP consultant, systems integrator and outsourcing specialist. However, PLM and new technologies are playing significant and growing roles as income generators. Accenture's latest big PLM moment in time came when in 2015 they pushed IBM off the throne and became the world's leading independent PLM/CPDM, collaborative product definition management, systems service provider, a position they have maintained and strengthened. It was mainly through acquisitions Accenture's giant step forward was realized. According to CIAM data, their software and services revenues grew from $652 million in 2015 to $788 million in 2016. The same applies for its market share, which grew from 13% to 16% in 2016. As opposed to Technia Transcat, Accenture is an independent service provider implementing, supporting and servicing suites from all of the big three, Siemens Teamcenter, Dassault Synovia or Delmia, PTC's Windchill, as well as many other platforms and solutions. In the IoT arena, they work with PTC ThingWorks, SAP Leonardo, Siemens MindSphere and others. Leapfrog to the number one position among Dassault's value solution partners. Technia leapfrogged to a leading European Dassault Systèmes partner position by acquiring German Transcat for around €16 million in 2015. The two companies were merged and have since done well in terms of revenue growth based on Technia's strength in CPDM services, PLM/PDM via Dassault Systèmes Innovia/Matrix and their own TVC suite, and Transcat's Katya skills and software such as Kava. The latter ensures the legality of the vehicle architecture, international rules and standards during the entire design process in Katya V5 and V6 environments. Pointing at the recently completed acquisition of British Intrinsys in August 2017, Jonas Gere said that this will enable Adnode's PLM division to further extend its position as knowledge leader, providing superior service to our European and international customers. The combination will form the clear number one Dassault value solution partner with unmatched coverage to sell and implement the 3D experience, 3DX platform. In PLM, the journey is the goal. From the perspective of the new technologies, basic PLM is old and has only recently achieved its potential as promised by visionaries like Dassault Systèmes chief Bernard Charles. This is by no means unexpected, as PLM, when it first appeared in the late 1990s and the early 2000s, represented a whole new way of organizing product development. Progress in this field, as in every other field, is a never-ending story. It is, in a philosophical sense, the journey that is the goal. Instead of speculating on where it will end up, we can invent the future based on what we have here and now. It's often in new combinations, integrating the old with the new, that real progress can be materialized. As a matter of fact, it happens all the time, said Technia Transcat's Jonas Gere. As true as it is that the PLM market is changing and maturing, that platforms are more comprehensive out of the box means new opportunities open. Instead of seeing it as a threat, companies can create their own implementation packages and do so with better results than the OOTB solutions provided by the developers. Technia Transcat did this with their product, Technia Value Components, TVC. TVC is software reflecting the company's extensive experience in implementing, operating, supporting and developing methodology related to Dassault Systèmes 3D Experience Backbone app Innovia. Currently, it has over 300,000 users worldwide and somewhat paradoxically Dassault Systèmes is a TVC reseller. Our efficiency as an integrator and implementation partner is greatly improved by packaging services into components and products. For instance, an automotive customer can experience a 10x efficiency improvements by using our virtual compliance check CAVA for car models, said Jur. Another good example is Technia Transcat's integration framework, which is a solution for configuring and connecting PLM, Innovia, to other enterprise systems, such as ERP, CRM, and MES. Our clients can, fast and cost-effectively, integrate to multiple systems, in some cases 20+. Also, here we see a 10x efficiency improvement factor in developing and maintaining these integrations, Jur explained. These are some examples of how a value solution partner can invest in developing knowledge and expertise in PLM to meet technology development from an OATV and integration standpoint. Technia Transcat's strategy aims at deepening their account penetration alongside the other main path to find new, non-traditional industry segments for PLM, such as construction, life sciences, retail/fashion or charter traveling, Accenture, there are no turnkey solutions. At the bottom of his emails, Gardner's Mark Halperin quotes former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, who once said, "A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty." This quote came to mind when I recently interviewed Accenture's Eric Schaefer. These words encapsulate exactly how I interpret the views of this experienced PLM man. Accenture's acquisition model is aggressive. In each of the past 2 years, Accenture invested more than $900 million in buying companies. During 2017, they will invest another $1.8 billion. This is a strong proof of commitment and a signal as to where they are heading in terms of providing even better solutions and advice. Newer technologies, such as cloud computing, IoT, and big data analytics, are the growth drivers for customers across industries that are spending less on traditional areas like system installation and application maintenance than they used to. As these companies, preferably those from Fortune's top 500 list, move towards digitalization and more rational PLM processes, Accenture will benefit on investments made. "They have done a magnificent job," said Ray Wang, founder of Constellation Research, a technology research and advisory firm. "They have bought their way into offensive growth, entered new markets such as AI, artificial intelligence, marketing operations, and digital transformation with design firms faster than others." When it comes to consulting advice, Accenture offers many insights. The Internet of Things is a good example. It's being hyped up now, but there is still a long way to go. "A couple of things stand out," said Schaefer. "Let me first quote a client with whom I work closely, ready or not, it's happening. That indicates what the first piece of advice would be: do it now, you need to try. The second thing is experiment and launch as many pilots around ecosystems analytics as you can, across the whole enterprise, only focused on manufacturing. Look at sourcing, look at road, look at business support functions. Try out all these initiatives and find out which one works. If they work, scale. If they don't, move to the next idea. It's all about rapid experimentation and agility." I think those would be the pieces of general advice I would give. Schaefer also underlined that there are no quick fixes for success. Things will take time. Even when you believe that you've reached the end, it's still in the beginning of a journey. Which, by the way, is why Accenture talks about Industry X.0 and not 4.0. "There are simply too many succeeding ways of disrupting technologies that are coming down our way: 5G, blockchain, autonomous systems, augmented and virtual reality. We're simply talking about succeeding ways of change that are going to hit the industrial world. Will there even be a need for ERP or MES in the future? What you believe at one point in time is one thing. The development dynamics can lead much further than you could predict in your wildest imagination. Will there be a need for an ERP system anymore? Or the MES systems? Will all of that instead be in the cloud? With the IoT, you can imagine many, many options," asserts Schaefer. He added that the potential is big, and new technologies like IoT create new needs. "As few companies as there are which are 100% ready to implement and run solutions in PLM, the same applies to IoT. To be honest, I don't think there are any IoT turnkey solutions yet. There are many components, and this is the challenge that our clients are facing: how do you leverage all of these technologies, all of the off-the-shelf solutions that exist? It's like a puzzle, you need to bring all the pieces together. Some are relying on partners, including Dassault, Siemens, GE, PTC, and many others to provide that IoT platform. others are building this internally. But in the end, I believe that this journey has to be customized to your own situation and to each client's situation. IoT in Accenture's casebook. It's almost always true that when a new technology is hyped, things become a bit hysterical, the so-called hype cycle. In Analyst Gartner's hype cycle, the idea is that event dynamics follow a frequently recurring pattern, starting with a steep upward curve as an innovation is triggered to the peak of inflated expectation, just to fall back down again to what the analyst calls disillusionment, before it slowly recovers and travels up the slope of enlightenment to finally reach a plateau of productivity. On that plateau, the technology has reached levels of industrial acceptance and practical, concrete applications are being implemented and used. IoT is no exception. According to Gartner's hype cycle, IoT reached this peak of inflated expectations during 2014. And today, judging by the noise level, virtually every company with self-esteem has launched projects based on that hype. The reality may be different. Only a couple of days ago, ERP developer IFS, known for its applications suite, in a primary research study concluded that lack of integration stands between companies and the digital transformation benefits of IoT. According to IFS survey, only 16% of respondents consume IoT data in enterprise resource planning ERP software. That means 84% of industrial companies face a disconnect between data from connected devices and strategic decision-making and operations, limiting the digital transformation potential of IoT. The question is, how far have companies actually come? To be truthful, many of our clients are right now in the process of either figuring this out or at the early stages of their journey, said Eric Schaefer. There are maybe two companies that we in particular work with which I would mention in this context, one big and one small. The big player is Schneider Electric, a global player in industrial electrical equipment manufacture. They are becoming more and more of a service-oriented company and have set up what they call a digital service innovation factory, which comes up with new services that they've put on top of their existing product portfolio. They really use the term factory for innovation because you need to industrialize innovation, and it spans across their 42 business lines. So they are well into that journey. The second example is the Bias Group. The company designs and manufactures a range of machines and solutions for joiners and large furniture, windows, doors, and wood building components manufacturers. The company has less than $1 billion in turnover, but is one of the leaders in their field. They are on a journey to connect more than 40% of their installed base, and they have 50,000 machines out there. Their new machines have 40 sensors, capturing and reporting 60,000 events per day. What do they do with all the gathered data? They have data scientists who come up with new services on top of their products, and feeding it back to engineering, they close the loop to improve the design of their machines, looking into commercializing machines as a service. Bias is well into the future, and to be fair, the future is now. Machine-to-machine communications, more connected products and more software in the products, combined with more digital services around the products, are factors that Schaefer identifies as creating a completely new product realization landscape. IoT changes the business value proposition of manufacturers and system integrators. At stake are big changes that have already begun to crystallize. One observation is that the value shifts from the incumbents to the new players, and this will disrupt the power plays in some industries. We've already seen this in automotive, with the industries in this segment shifting from only producing cars to becoming mobility players. We will see a value shift from the old OEMs to the new players, such as Uber, Moove, and Glide. They are in the mobility play, capturing more and more of that value and taking it away from the OEMs, said Schaefer. What about the out-of-the-box trend? As an independent PLM services provider, Accenture has to face the fact that more than one software developer is packaging the solutions according to out-of-the-box principles. Dassault's 12 designated industry-specific solutions based on the 3D Experience platform is one example. So, too, is the way Siemens PLM works with the Teamcenter PLM suite, where they launched a solution called Advantage. This can be divided into two areas, methodology and templates. The first is exactly what it sounds like, while the templates uses a systems engineering approach to define and validate business processes to ensure that the PLM solutions support business objectives. This suggests that the types of services needed will be shifting in the path pointed out by Eric Schaefer towards best practice methodology operational, such as to run IoT products or sites, and even joint venture services. However, installation and integration services will still be needed. Why big is beautiful in the service business? According to Jonas Kjær. Big is beautiful in the service provider arena, and is a fact that applies as much for Accenture as it does for a Dassault Systèmes solution provider. Size matters, which is one of the reasons we, Technia Transcat, have an aggressive growth strategy. It's not hard to see that big, globally active companies want to have big, technologically sharp, and financially strong suppliers. PLM is no exception. A 20-man team is simply no longer enough since the projects tend to include more and more, Pedro stated. Pedro points at the globalization trend in general as a part of the reason for this, adding that, even in the mid-markets, companies tend to use concepts like distributed product development and manufacturing. No matter how small or big they are, you have to be able to follow your clients out into the world. Therefore, Technia Transcat has bet on rapid growth, organically, yes, but mainly through acquisitions. The recent purchase of Intrinsys, in August 2017, is a good example. Intrinsys is a PLM company is based in Milton Keynes, UK, and Johannesburg, South Africa, with 60 employees and revenues around €17 million. Dassault's 3D Experience platform boosted the business. On the other hand, time is essential in building long-term trust and credibility. A leading market position doesn't come as a free gift after a few years on the market. In fact, Azure himself initiated Technia's climb up the PLM mountain in the mid-90s when he sent a response coupon to an advertisement for the then Matrix 1 PDM system to learn more about the solution. As a result, the company became a Matrix 1 reseller for Scandinavia, and when the solution was purchased by Dassault back in 2004, Jonas Gier and his co-workers got a new contract with a French PLM developer. The same long-term commitment applies for Intrinsys. True, it really took us 18 years to get us where we are, the largest and best-resourced PLM business partner in the UK, said Darren Cairns, CEO and founder of Intrinsys, declaring that the decision to specialize in Dassault's 3D experience meant a lot to the growth. Yes, a substantial part of the business growth has been achieved through this. Failures and successes. A couple of years ago I had a conversation with yes then CIO and later COO Mike Relic, these days he's COO at Crate & Barrel, Glenview, during a visit in Stockholm. This famous manufacturer of trendy and upscale apparel and accessories creates hundreds of styles per season. Their first implementation of PLM was not successful. Keeping track of it all just wouldn't work without a competent IT partner and PLM software, Relish said, while we discuss the company's troublesome journey to PLM success. Guess invested in Dassault's Innovia Matrix 1, but the implementation and users' reactions to the solution were, as he explained, a minor disaster. The menus were complex, the user interface definitely did not match the creative setting our employees have. Getting them to take care of this was a challenge at the limit of the insurmountable, Relic said, explaining that it took an employee at least 8 clicks to get a BOM, bill of materials, of a model. Furthermore, our 8-digit North American style number was not compatible with the Italian 11-digit style number, along with fabric, color, and size codes. So, a PLM system was an answer to this, Relic added. At one time during this period, his chairman of the board took him aside and suggested that he should skip the PLM project. But Relic stood firm. The system was simply incorrectly implemented. It certainly had its shortcomings, but they were things that could be corrected. They started again by implementing Dassault's Innovia, basically the Matrix solution, and slowly but surely the breakthrough came. Technia's entrance to the arena meant a lot, Relic remembered. He continued, this in combination with lessons learned from the first turn made a huge difference. This time it was implemented from the user perspective. It was their need that we had to satisfy, not the software developer or the IT department. User-friendliness was the password. We wanted and had fewer clicks, a unified user interface, easier to navigate. Technia Transcat, the FACC case. Guest story is an example of a non-traditional PLM Technia Transcat client, while Austrian Tier 1 airplane subcontractor FACC is an example from the more traditional aerospace segment. Clearly, Dassault's STEM CAD system Katya holds a market-leading position in the aerospace industry as a standard software for virtual product development. Complex surfaces are historically a strong Katya characteristic. But as always, one standalone product is simply part of a broader context. An essential reason for the decision to cooperate with Technia Transcat as a partner was its in-house software development department, industry knowledge and solutions. The latter are applied on the premises of FACC in various departments and fields. The application of MIPE means enormous simplification of cooperation, both internally and with the client. This tool is a useful support to us on all sites in the compliance with specified and manifold system configurations, the fast rollout and the management of additional software packages and new releases, says Werner Strobel, Group Leader PLM CAX of FACC. The choice of IT partner made a difference, and this is by no means rare. PLM implementations are never easy, and the larger the scope, the more complex it gets. It's like conducting a symphony orchestra versus a quartet, said Jonas Gier. with four musicians involved, it normally works just fine. With more, like an entire classical orchestra, the complexity level grows exponentially. It's the same with organizing collaborative PLM/PDM solutions. A hard nut to crack and why Technia Transcat is exactly what Dassault needs. Today, the insights around what values a competent service provider can contribute are growing. This is reflected in that services on the PLM market's CPDM arena represent about 60% of the investments, while software accounts for 40%. The trend is that the need of services will continue to grow. Modern product realization is getting more complex, and the number of complicating factors in light of the transformation brought on by the cloud, new technology and manufacturing platforms, and the digitalization trend will generally continue to drive the needs. As these new technologies expand their footprints, the necessity of integration between PLM/CPDM and overall solutions will become paramount. New social industry experiences, like the ones developed by Dassault Systèmes, will also change the conditions in terms of service needs. New types of knowledge and business models will be required in order to make these social industry systems work smoothly, both from an internal and external point of view. The change from the traditional approach is significant, and success will require not only technological skills, but maybe even more new management abilities. The secret of success lies in how fast the software and service providers can ramp up the knowledge and support that these new approaches need. For Technia Transcat, new industry segments will remain a big potential growth area. As stated above, they've been very proactive in this, and have addressed new industrial segments more successfully than any other PLM player in areas such as fashion/retail, construction, charter traveling, life sciences and apparel, besides the standard PLM verticals such as automotive, industrial equipment, telecom, and consumer goods. No doubt IoT is also a promising area for the company, where they can help companies with the analysis and interpretation of data, and to create business benefits and new revenue or savings. We are already delivering IoT applications in our joint venture company Optum Data with the first commercial application product in use, said Technia Transcat's Magnus Karlsmeister. They have a very good track record and represent exactly the kind of flexibility, customer-focused orientation, and ability to solve problems that has not always been the hallmark of Dassault Systèmes. For Accenture, the transformation that big transnational companies have entered, or are about to enter, represents a correspondingly huge potential for continued growth. With their combination of a broad stock of global clients, their ability to work in diversified environments, and a strong commitment to investments in new technologies like IoT, Industry 4.0, and other emerging platforms, they are well positioned to remain the number one service provider. They have resources that are hard to match within PLM, a global presence in 200 countries with over 375,000 employees, more than 10,000 of which are PLM specialists. Add to that a PLM ecosystem of long-standing alliances with major PLM technology providers, and it becomes clear why their toughest competitor IBM seems to be falling further behind compared to last year. The development of the global economy always presents a problem. On the technological side, the speed of adoption when it comes to cloud-based PLM can change a lot. If this can live up to the promise of being easy to buy, install, upgrade, and having an excellent collaboration platform, it will affect many aspects of PLM. It's all very different to on-premise services.